Friday, and that can only mean one thing. It's time for the best of Sell or Die.
The best nuggets of sales wisdom every week, all in one place.
A sales slap in the face. A sales refresher.
I feel refreshed.
I can tell. And if you want to go back and listen to the full episodes, we've made it easy. There are links to each of the episodes right in the show notes.
If you love the podcast, if you're a true Sell or Diehard, and you haven't given us a 5-star review on iTunes yet,
what are you waiting for?
Seriously, Friday is the best day to do it. It helps us so that we can help you.
It's time for the best of the best, the cream of the crop, the creme de la creme, sales grade A red meat. It's time
to sell or die.
Please help me welcome diehards, the great Money Wyatt. There's another aspect of that to me, and that is the attitude of the boss when you're behind. Is he threatening you? Is he encouraging you? Is he sticking a foot up your butt? What is the demeanor of the leader at that point in order to be able to, you know, is he or she?
Oh, yeah, that's so important.
Is he or she panicked? Because if they're panicked, you're definitely going to be panicked. If he or she comes in the morning and says, hey, I'm going to make sales calls with each of you for the next 5 weeks. So fill my calendar up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. The manager has to have that abundant view, and that it starts with, we can do this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's where it starts. If the manager or leader of a sales team doesn't say, we can do this and we're going to find a way, they are
going to happen. Yeah.
Yeah. So you, in your book, you talk about leadership versus management. And I'm curious to know, when you picture the ideal leader, what qualities, in addition to a growth mindset or abundance mindset, do you feel that they might have or they should have?
So I want to answer in a couple ways. Number one is, I think the world today has taught us or made us believe that management and leadership are the same.
Mm.
And I think that is totally incorrect. Just because I'm a manager does not mean I'm a leader. Mm-hmm. Just because I'm a leader doesn't mean I have to be a manager. Leadership is creating passion and focus around something. You're guiding people with a vision that you can influence them down a path. That's what leadership does. And to be a great leader, you have to be able to share that vision, share that focus, share that passion. A manager helps their team be competent and productive. And I don't believe you can manage people. You can only lead people, and you manage a process. So whether the process is sales actions or process is who's on our database and how many are we calling, but we got to lead people with that vision and that energy and that passion so we can manage a process.
I've always defined it as lead other people, manage yourself.
Absolutely.
Yeah. 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 And so what are some of the qualities that the best leaders you've seen have?
You know, number one is they take ownership for their own success. If I'm a leader, I'm going to find a way. I'm going to not blame anybody else. I'm not going to make excuses. I'm going to get up and I'm going to make it happen. Mm-hmm. That's what a leader does. And again, that doesn't matter what title you have. You can be a customer service person. You can be a salesperson. You don't have to be a manager to take ownership. That's a leader no matter what your role is.
So diehards, this is a good time to ask yourself, are you a leader?
Yeah. Are you willing to stand up and help people, encourage people? Are you giving the team meeting cheer in the morning, or are you just sitting back there with a cup of coffee wondering, how come they didn't have the same kind of donuts that I like? It's unbelievable to me. There's donuts in the office, and people come in and bitch about the fact that it's not their favorite donut.
Like dude, be freaking grateful that there's donuts in the office.
Right, get your own freaking donut.
And bring them for everybody else.
Exactly.
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 It's Motivation Monday.
Today's topic, our main topic, is all about the future of sales.
Oh my gosh.
That's right. Because everyone has an opinion about where the future of sales is going, where the industry is going, what's next. Are we all going to lose our jobs to artificial intelligence?
Or robots.
Right. Or, you know, what's going to happen to the economy? Is it going to grow? Is it going to suffer? What's going to happen to traditional sales strategies? Are they going to make a comeback? What's going on? And so we're going to play a game.
Everybody, ooh, a game.
Before we begin this segment,
yes,
everyone should go out and rent or buy or Netflix the movie Sleeper, the Woody Allen movie Sleeper. It's all about robots.
Ooh.
It's all about him waking up in the future and seeing what role robots play in the world. And you know, it's fantasy, but it's also reality.
I love pretty much anything.
Yeah.
Woody like, Allen, even though he had that whole negative thing.
Yeah. But when he wakes up in the year, whatever it is, they find out that it's really all about Snickers as opposed to it's hysterical.
Okay. So we're going to play a game.
Yeah.
All right. And it's called In Your Future or In Your Clouds.
Ooh.
And Doug has compiled a series of takes on the future of sales from industry thought leaders. In this article he found, and it's by Sean Callahan, entitled, We Asked 10 Sales Influencers About How Sales Technology is Changing the Buying Process. So Doug's going to read one, and then we're going to tell you if we think it's future
or
in
bullshit.
In the clouds, meaning it may be a little premature or pie in the sky or bullshit. Okay, so you guys can play along with us. We're going to call it out on In Your Future or In Your Clouds.
All right, here we go. First one is by Matt Hines, president of Hines Marketing, who actually goes in the other direction. Matt says, I actually think we'll see less tech, not more. Many companies over the past 2 or 3 years have confused technology with strategy, and that's understandably not working out too well. I expect we'll see companies reduce their overall tech stack and increase both usage and ROI from the tools that remain. So now we ask our host, is that in the future or is that in the clouds?
In the clouds.
In the cloud.
Woo!
He is totally wrong.
Bullshit.
Anybody who uses the word stack in whatever they say, I discount. I don't want a stack of anything other than $100 bills.
I want a stack of money.
Yeah. Give me a stack of $100 bills, not a fucking slide set.
Yeah.
But here's the bottom line. Technology is going to be no place but more. It's going to improve. It's going to get more sophisticated. Artificial intelligence will help salespeople if the companies do it right. Watson is there as your friend, not as your foe. And the robots are going to make things go faster, smoother. Don't take my word for it. Ask Jeff Bezos.
I 100% agree. And I think that if anything, we may need to spend less time using amazing technology because they'll have perfected the technology. But technology is not going anywhere. I mean, these things are like attached to us.
Right.
Okay.
And build your social platform, dude. Don't ignore it. Because people are checking you out every 2 seconds. They're Googling you. They're looking for you. They see what you did this weekend in the backyard barbecue when you acted like an asshole. And they see everything else about you before you ever walk in the door or make the phone call.
I think it's time we get on Snapchat.
Bingo.
By the way, we're putting a link to this article in the Facebook notes, also in the show notes as well, if you are listening along, podcast listener. So check the full article out. This next one comes from a former guest of the Sell or Die podcast,
ooh,
Tony Hughes, who is
the managing director.
Yeah, he's great. He's the managing director of RSVP Selling. And Tony says, we are living in the fourth industrial revolution where automation and artificial intelligence is changing the world. Every seller needs to go beyond having IQ and EQ to also having TQ, that's technical quotient, if they are to survive and thrive. Is Tony in our future or in the clouds?
He is not only in our future, he's in the present.
That's right, he's in the now.
Tony gets it and he knows how to convey it. He's telling salespeople everywhere to get technical and get social and get relevant so that when I look at you, if you walk into my office to make a $100,000 sale, I kind of know who you are.
I'm going to give you another example. Like when I hire a sales rep, I expect them to come understanding how to use basic technology, how to use Google. Okay. Like not like the Google search engine, but the Google apps like Gmail and spreadsheets and all that. I expect them to be able to learn whatever it is they don't know by Googling things and figuring it out on their own. And I expect them to have a somewhat knowledge of working tools of the systems that we use. Okay. And some of them they may have to learn because they're new, but I can't teach them how to start using technology. If they can't open their computer and turn it on and use it, they're probably not a good fit for this company because I don't have the time to teach them that kind of stuff. And so that's not just here. That's going around all over. You need that TQ, that technical quotient.
Please help me welcome the great Keith Campagna.
And I find that when you're traveling, it's often even harder to have any sort of work-life balance you're getting out of your routines. You don't have your kitchen. You have to figure out food. There's so many extra complications. So what do you recommend to that person? What can they do to try and get some balance?
Well, so my personal experience, and I'll tell the story as quickly as I can, but I want to preface it by saying that it's not tragic by any means in terms of going through a divorce. My wife and I are very amicable, but in my story, in my life, it's a pretty disruptive event. And I was able, because I came to terms with the idea that there is a way that people can manage their personal energy without getting all guru on you here, but managing that energy flow really does help you perceive the challenges you have in a whole different light. And, you know, it's like saying everything is bad, but if you flip the coin, it means it's just not good. So why don't we start talking and thinking in terms of how we can make it good and feel it good. And then the stress just kind of goes away. I was mentioning, I was working for my bosses that I worked for were great guys to know. But unfortunately, they fell in the category of horrible guys to work for.
I'm sure we've all had a boss like that.
Yeah.
So, but imagine if you would, I'm working with the worst boss I ever had, the most difficult owner I ever worked with. I am working 11 and a half hour days, and my wife just moved out.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just finding peace and serenity in the challenge. And I wasn't overburdened by it. I'm not saying I'm Superman. I certainly had my downtime, but I learned to process the down emotions as part of the process towards getting more up. So to address what you were saying, Jennifer, the idea is that none of it is bad. You just have to realize you need to slow down your reaction speed so you can be happier with the opportunity to make a change.
Cool.
That's very well said.
Yeah.
I agree with that. And because you are an actual experiencer of that process, it's a hell of a lot easier for you to explain it to somebody when you can start out with, how many of you have ever lost a relationship? And, you know, totally.
Yeah.
It's funny. I mentioned JobRite had layoffs at the end of April. So I'm literally 2 weeks into this adventure. And I found so much more flow, Jeff, when I'm talking to people about it, because I have my network and I've been pitching it to the CEOs and the HR VPs that I know. And it's wild to experience not having to worry about what maybe some brand marketing manager is going to want me to say, or if I said the wrong thing in talking about a company. It really is something different when you could speak passionately like I can.
Yeah, obviously it becomes a heart talk rather than talking from your head.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, I think I don't want to overlook that statement. It's really powerful to have flow in what you're saying, because every salesperson out there has to have flow and feel like they're in the flow to deliver their message, or their prospect's going to realize, you know, like that lack of passion is going to be there.
And since you brought it up, are you aware of what's going on? Flow is actually part of my presentation. Are you aware of what's going on with regards to the study of flow?
No, tell us.
You ever hear of Stephen Kotler?
Tell us.
So Stephen Kotler is out in California, and he started with Jamie something. I can't think of his last name, but they basically have what's called the Flow Genome Project. And Stephen used to be a writer, Jeff, you and him would get along. He was in the 90s, he was doing extreme sports writing. And the problem with that is that while these skiers were going up on the mountaintops, he wasn't a skier and he would wind up breaking his body. So he would leave for 3, 4, 6 months at a time. And when he came back, that mind-blowing 90-foot jump had turned into 320 feet.
Yeah.
And he was trying to figure out what was going on. And so his story about tracking flow, they've been able to, with technology, really demonstrate the way that you can train and act your brain so that your frontal cortex slows down. You go into hypo, not hyper. It slows down. It gets rid of the inner critic. And now you're in the flow. And that's what Michael Jordan used to say, the basketball hoop was giant, right? And when you're in flow, you're really feeling the experience. You're not necessarily thinking about it.
I love woo stuff. Yeah. So this is like so up my alley.
Right. Now, see, here's the gig. This is where my whole game plan is. Lifework integration starts with a presentation that talks about this at a high level. And then it's a 3 to maybe 4 month program working with a select group of people inside the organization to develop the concepts needed to be able to get in the flow and be happy about it.
This has been a Seller Die Extra. If you like it and you like the show and you like all the information that's inside of it, go to thegittimerlearningacademy.com and subscribe. What are you doing? What's this noise?
I'm going to gittimerlearningacademy.com to subscribe.
Way to go. Way to go. You can also subscribe to Sell or Die on Overcast if you have an iPhone. Or if you don't, go to the store and get an iPhone. Or if you don't, go to iTunes or Stitcher. And come back every single Tuesday for a full Sell or Die episode with expert sales analysis that will help you do the one thing you're hoping for, make more sales.
This has been a presentation of the Sell or Die Network. For more podcasts that you can take out into the street and turn into money, visit sellordienetwork.com.